Amen and amen. Every time God is talking about true prophets, he's talking about prophets who are still in the service of God. It's not all prophets that are servants of God. Some are serving their belly. Paul the apostle says their belly is their God. They're not serving God. They cannot be regarded as servant of God. He said, I will not hide anything from my servant, the prophet. It's not every prophet that is a true servant of God. But we are celebrating servanthood tonight. Amen and amen. Come on, say we are celebrating servanthood. The Bible says, you know, he put on the form of a servant. He's out to serve the purpose of God, not his personal desire. And I know that this is the same form that God is trying to shape into our lives. Amen and amen. He said, let this mind be in you as it is in Christ Jesus, who counting not to be robbery to be equal with God. But the Bible says, in spite of all of his glory and all the things he shared with the Father, he also put on the form. Come on, say the form of a servant. Glory to God. And while Paul was praying for the church, you know, he was talking about the kind of heart that he has towards the church at Galatia. He said to them, he said, my little children, of whom I travailed before birth, till Christ be formed. And I believe there is a connection there. Because if you're an artist, you're trying to draw something, you must have the picture, you know, the portrait in your mind of what you want to draw or put on the paper. So we see the Holy Ghost leading us most of the time to let us know the kind of design that he wants us to engrave on the tablestones of people's heart, you know, things that God is trying to weave on the fabrics of our mind. Praise the name of the Lord. So I see a connection there. Not that alone. You see, you're going to see the form of Christ, you know, the form of Christ. That's why God talked about the image of Christ. Glory to God. We are putting off this old image. We are putting on, you know, the image of our Creator. Glory to God. We are putting on a new form. A new form. A new form. A new form in the Spirit. And the cutting edge of this school of purpose is all about that. To see Christ formed in you. You may not find it very easy now, but it is good for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come and say, it is good for me. That's why for the past few weeks we've been praying, God, give me spirit of understanding. Give me spirit of understanding. Because if you don't have understanding, you are going to misunderstand a lot of things. And Peter was talking about Paul, some of his letters, things that are hard to be understood, which some people have misunderstood to their own destruction. And he said, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth proceeded knowledge and understanding. When we begin to crave for it, more than we crave for silver and gold, then we begin to see the fruit in our life. He said, he looked at the man that understand the things of the kingdom of God. You understand? He said, this is a man that is fruitful. He has understanding. You have to understand first. Glory to God. Before you can run with a vision. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. So my prayer is that Christ to be formed in you. The same kind of servant spirit that Christ has, in spite of his status, in spite of his position, in spite of, you know, what he has the ability and the capacity to do, what he has liberty to do. He allowed his liberty to enter into the captivity of God's love. He said, I can of myself do nothing. Only what the love of God prompts me to do that I do. He's not out to defend himself. He's not out to, you know, on the journey to personal preservation. And this is the kind of, yoke that have hindered a lot of people from stepping into the fullness of God's plan for their life. You know, because they carry the yoke of self-preservation. They carry, you know, they are engrossed with that spirit of self-realization. You understand? Not ready to renounce you know, all the underhandedness, their personal ambition, natural desire. The Bible says all of these things promote, attract demonic operation in our life. Praise the name of the Lord. He said the corruption in the world is caused through lust, our natural desire that contrasts with God's desire for our life. Glory to God. And that is the way most people have turned their life to breeding ground to all manner of demonic activities. But I believe that you have received freedom from the Lord, and you will stand in the liberty wherein Christ had made you free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'm talking to servant of God tonight. Glory to God. We just come to, just to rub minds together tonight, and we leave this place. It's very important that I let you understand some things, because every day we are getting to know the things of the Spirit of God the more. You understand? God keep, expanding that revelation in our mind. We are getting to understand God the more, the things of the Spirit of God. Not like the things of this world. Glory to God. Things of this world can be easily understood. You have to depend on the Holy Ghost to understand things that are beyond knowledge. And that's why we are at the mercy of God. God is not at our mercy. Glory to God. Our life depends on Him, because until He shows us the way, we know nothing. He can decide to ignore us and just keep quiet. He says, so I reveal Him to is the one that we know. But we have found mercy in the sight of the Lord. We have found favor in the sight of the Lord. He said, I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy unto. So we have found favor in the sight of the Lord. That's why we know these things. By the mercy of God. Hallelujah. That Christ be formed in you. You see, we can run church programs and all of those things. If we don't have servants of God, there is no way we can advance the kingdom of God. There's no way we can move the touch of kingdom advance to the next level. You see, movement in the spirit, is the function of the true servants of God in the house. So what God is making out of our life are these servants of God. Amen and amen. Those people who are not just self-seeking, but those who are serving the purpose of God. Amen and amen. Amen. Those who have come to the place of apostolic realization that one died for all. Most times it may take 10 years for some of us to come to that juncture in our life. It doesn't matter how vast you are in the Bible. Glory to God. But this is an intersection point where things turn around in your life. He said, for we know that one died for all, so that all that are alive should live for. You don't know what to live for until we come to that point in our life. And I pray that this season will be a season to step into that understanding of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 That's why I say it all depends on the servants of God. You see, we don't want to run a social club. We don't want to run another religious organization. We want God to make servants of God out of us. That's why this year, 2015, we said it's a year of destiny expression. We said more concentrated attention will be put into ministry. Glory to God. There's a challenge given to us at the beginning of the year. He said, the Lord said unto Archippus, take heed unto the ministry that you have received from the Lord. People come around, you understand, they testify of how God has blessed them with a car, how God has blessed them with a house, how God has blessed them with a child, how God has blessed them with this and that. If all that Jesus Christ died for is so that you can have a car, and we have many people that have cars, that have houses, that have it in the church, the banner of kingdom advance will not move to another level. There won't be anyone to lift up the standard against the adversary. He needs servants of God who are willing to lay down their life for the cause of Christ. Amen and amen. Men who have shown the toga of self-realization. Men who cannot be hindered by the same kind of burden that have held a lot of people bound. And they will never step into the fullness of God's plan for their life. The burden that impede their movement in the spirit. No. So it's the high time we begin to understand ministry. It's time for us to begin to receive ministry. Hallelujah. I see that when you study the spiritual topography of the church today, you're going to realize that a lot of people, they want things, they don't want ministry. They don't want to share ministry. Glory to God. They don't want to share ministry. Ministry is to be shared. You've got to take your own part of the body. You've got to take your own share. That's why you see in the book of Ephesians, the Bible keep encouraging itself for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Glory to God. For the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. And if you have not received ministry, there is no way you can give ministry. Glory to God. And because of lack of understanding that we are called to come and receive ministry, because until you are ministered to, glory to God, and you learn to receive ministry, there is no way you can stand in the place of God to minister. Glory to God. You have to receive ministry. God has to remove everything that is inside of you and put new components there. Then you are set for ministry. All that you have on the inside of you cannot fulfill the ministry of the Lord. Paul, the apostle, says, who is equal to such a task? Glory to God. Who is equal to such a task? He said, but our sufficiency is not of our own or ourselves, but is of Christ, who have made us to be competent minister. Come and say competent minister. Come and say competent minister. Come and say competent minister. You know, these are the people running the essential service. And a lot of functions like that. See, there won't be people. Can you just imagine, you know, a situation whereby all the Nepa people go on strike because they took off light for a few hours, have you? They now go on strike for 1 week. I think we all go and prostrate in front of the house. Glory to God. That is how important you are to the program of God this end time. And you need an equipping. You need the spiritual skill set to function. And when God is trying to put that into us, that's what we call ministry. So if you have not received ministry, you understand? You have not been ministered to. You understand? You understand the word of the Lord from the perspective of ministry. You see, there's no way you can stand to function as a minister. And a lot of people today, they receive the word of God, but they don't receive ministry. If I prophesy and say, in the name of Jesus, before I come to this service today, God showed to me 5 car keys. In the name of Jesus. I said, there's someone in this place and you're going to have your own car key there. This is not a small car. I'm talking about Tia Roba. Come on, say Tia Roba. Come on, say Tia Roba. Hallelujah. I said, oh, thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. I receive in the name of God. Come on and put your 2 hands up and pray to God. Receive your car key. Hallelujah. And next Sunday, it's going to be house key. And the next Sunday, it's going to be miracle of babies. 20 people are receiving their baby today. That's what people call church. But there will not be anyone to fix the light if the light goes off. Glory to God. One of my friends sometimes will say, God said, I should go and raise an army for God. You want to raise army? And the name of that ministry is even army ministry or something like that. In fact, the name reflects and everything. No. Then he's doing Waiting Mother's Conference. I said, what's the correlation? You want to raise soldiers for God? At the Waiting Mother's Conference? Everybody is looking for ministry that is enterprising. Glory to God. Some of our friends that, you know, God have not even called them to the ministry of, you know, talking about family life and all of that, but they still, that is what is selling in their area. And now when some people begin to have understanding about relationship, ministry that has to do with relationship, you know, courtship, and it attracts a lot of young people. They move into that. We are not raising the manpower, no foot soldier, no one to carry the gun and go out there and face the enemy. So you must understand ministry. Say, our sufficiency is not of our own, but of Christ who have made us to be competent minister of the New Testament. Then you begin to look at the competence of a New Testament minister. It's not all about his dressing. It has nothing to do with how articulate he is. Glory to God. It has nothing to do with his natural status. It has nothing to do with his level of education. You know, there are people that have a kind of a courage that you say, this must be a pastor. It has nothing to do with outward appearance. Somebody can be an armed robber and it may have the appearance, you know, a face value of a pastor. You know, there are a lot of armed robbers, you understand, that when they are going on operation, they wear cassock. So that when they meet policemen on the road, they say, God bless you. They say, your lordship, sir. Jagamude for this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what it means to receive ministry? God have to waste all the wasters on the inside of you. God will be at war with the enemies of your destiny. The enemies that, you know, that operate within your, the inner chambers of your life. Because God don't want mixture. It's the ministry of Jesus. He said, we who have this treasure, not mixed with another thing. In this earthly verse, what we give to our generation is the treasure. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's very easy to do ministry today. In the name of ministry. You understand? You know, got plenty bag of rice, bag of that, salt, granite oil, and everything. You know that some people, that's, their head just turned. Say, ah. I've always been of the opinion that most times we do not preach the message of salvation to people, we give them granite oil. I'm not talking about not being generous, not being liberal, not, you know, getting involved in community projects and social and all. You understand? We see, we are living our place. We are here to bring them to Christ, to reconcile men unto God. Glory to God. That's our purpose of existence. To unite them with Christ. To step into life and relationship with God. It's different when we use those things as a bait. But when we use those things as the main thing to attract people, then we are getting it wrong. That was very easy for someone today. I can tell you that, don't worry, ministry. Just go enter into one community, buy clothes, buy this, buy that, buy the other one. That's how. Start distribution. Before you know it, since they are receiving this, they say, ah, God bless you. Oh, God bless you. That person will soon finish that food. But don't let us digress tonight. I was praying and I was asking God some questions. God said, I will sift them for you. So don't worry. Those who will be involved, those who will do this work, I will sift them for you. God said, I've used some of the messages this year to sift man for you. Glory to God. Now you know those who are ministers and those who are, you know, superficial followers, spectators, professional spectators. But I am persuaded of better things concerning you, that you are standing in the place of a servant of God. You are seeing yourself as a servant of God. You are seeing yourself as someone going somewhere. Glory to God. He said, you know, when you need to be teachers, he said you still need others to begin to. In other words, God wants you, do not just want you to remain the same way that you are when you entered in. There's a time when you ought to be teachers because we've got to increase the manpower. We have to increase the base of his assault against the kingdom of darkness. Maybe we have enough soldiers in this nation. Then let's close down all the military school. All the war college, all the police training school, let's close down everything. Let's not, you know, let's just recruit men and just put them on the field. Nobody to train them. You just hear about the recruitment, but they've got to go through some training. Then we are increasing the base, you understand, of the security that we have in this nation against all manner of activities of the devil all over the place, the criminal activities. And I believe the church must also have a goal like that. Glory to God. So you are not being trained just to function within this ministry. You understand? We are releasing you to function within the body of Christ. Everywhere you find yourself, you are standing as a soldier of Christ, policing the heart for God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. These are guys giving the devil a tough time. Amen and amen. While you are seated in your house, you don't know anything. There are some people, they are staying somewhere, just you know, to take record of the weather condition, see the weather condition in Osun State, the one in Ethiopia, the one everything. What concerns you with that? Glory to God. But that's their own assignment. And you see, it's a great function in the age when there's no one to police the heart for God. When we all choose to be babies, want to fulfill destiny, while we are being wrapped, you know, in shawl. But want to thank God, God is still raising ministers. Ministers. And these are people who have received ministry, who allow themselves to be ministered to. Why? Because we minister spiritual things. It's not everyone that wants ministry. Because the ministry of Jesus goes beyond you having things. When Jesus steps into the inner core of your being, it's going to turn everything upside down so that Christ can be enthroned in your life. It's going to judge every heart of lawlessness in your life. You cannot have your way any longer. It's going to affect your perception about life. And as you begin to have a new outlook to life, it's going to alter anything and everything that needed to be altered in your life. There's going to be, you know, a sort of foundational modification in your life. Most times you have to start again. You see, as a newborn babe, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word. Most times you are just like in this order, you are a newborn babe. And most of us cannot stand it. As old as I am. That's why it is very difficult for older generation to receive ministry today. Only the older generation, you understand, who are open to God can receive the ministry of Jesus. Listen to me, all the disciples of Jesus, they were older than him. But because they have received ministry, that's why they could function in that capacity. One day he looked at them in the face and said, for how long will I be with people? You can't just speak simple spiritual things. But he said, because they have received your word. My prayer is that the word of the Lord will mix with faith in your heart. You know, there's something about our faith. I'm talking about our confidence in this new reality and this dimension of the Spirit, what God is calling us into. When the word of God mix with that position where you are standing in the Spirit, then you can receive ministry. You know, this is good for me. If you are recruited to the army and you said you are older than the commander, and say, everyone, stand up! You see, as long as you enroll in that school, you have to obey every order. And every instruction is very, very important. Because it is needful for your personal safety. Glory to God. You are receiving ministry. Most of us, you know, when we get born again, you understand? You see, our arrogance is still there. Our perception about life, what we think in our mind, what we think about ourselves. You know, at a point, Paul keeps telling the church, he said, let no man have an exaggerated opinion of his, because there's a way we carry over, you understand, our opinion, you know, about ourselves based on our natural status. We carry it over to spiritual things. And see, begin to conflict with the word that will give us ministry. So when we are being ministered to, all of those tendencies will be dealt with. Ministry goes beyond teaching and preaching. Come on, say ministry goes beyond preaching and teaching. Don't you know that Elisha had ministered to any man? You know what he said to any man? He said, he will not come out. He sent one of the boys. He said, go and tell him to go and wash there. That's ministry. Because there's something inside of that guy. Don't be carried away by the guy that traveled from a long distance, you understand? And said, I'm looking for a cure. I said, I must have this too. He wasn't the one that came by himself. God brought him for a purpose. And when God sent, you know, when God put fathers in the house, they can see afar off. The guy needed attention. I know that men who are still living by, you know, seeking attention from men, they cannot be ministry material. So that thing you think you need and you want, you'll be deprived of that thing. That is ministry. Well, how many people are ready to receive ministry? The guy almost went away. So, I think we come and look at a future minister. And God said, you can't have all these dirty things inside of you. That's what you begin to use your gifting and potentials to begin to project to other people. I want you to minister Christ to them. Inside of him, he has racial discrimination. He has pride. He has arrogance. He has everything. He said, they are not so and so divine. So that, for me to even, you know, to put it, what is such a thing? I will tell you, walk out, kiri. You see, when you are denied of such privilege, you are receiving ministry. If you find yourself in a place where they are giving you attention, you know what you are really looking for, you understand? Then you are being deprived of ministry stuff. Because your competence is not dependent on your natural ability, not dependent on your intellectual ability. All of those things are useless when it comes to, you know, dealing with the devil outside there. It will waste that person. Until everything inside of Paul was gone, that was the reason why he could deal with the devil. He said, I fought with the beast at every time. Can you just imagine, you still have some personal desire, some strong motive, some things inside of you? Then you are fighting with the beast at Ephesus? Forget it. So God has to keep the house clean. That is ministry. God has to, you know, keep us free. That is ministry. The more of those content of Christ we have inside of us, the more freedom we enjoy in the spirit. The Bible says, when they promise others liberty, he said, why they themselves are slaves of depravity. God has to free us from a depraved lifestyle. And this is something that most people do not understand. So they don't receive ministry. So they go to churches where they don't raise ministers. Very easy for me to know. You understand? When people come and there's, you know, with their catwalk, with their, you know, mysterious regalia and all of those things, and that doesn't define a ministry. Then I want to know your antecedent. I want to know where you're coming from. most people have got to stand at times and tell myself, they don't give ministry there. They don't raise ministers there. Most times we choose to function in ministry when people give us what we want. They put us in our place. Most times in ministry, you understand, you give some things to some people, you don't give to some people. You deprive some people of some things because God knows all the tendencies that individuals have. And God is dealing with us as individuals so that we will be able to fulfill our ministry. Before you can fulfill your ministry, you should be able to receive ministry first. So because that's where you get the capacity, you generate the capacity. So our competence is not based on our natural sufficiency. As I want to go to school of theology, another 5 years. You say we're wasting your time. Because you can't receive ministry from the school of theology. If they want to ruin your life, they now make you to be the captain of the class. They beg you to steal the money of, you know, others are contributing for handout, minister. Then the lecturer will come and say, where is the money for the handout? He had defrauded the class. He said, I'm robber. Yeah, he said, you go and stab himself. He said, I'm robber. He said, they have stolen the money. Glory to God. You know, you can see the cruel, all the cruelty, all the wickedness. When God reduces us to nothing. Before Paul can come around and say, I have no confidence in the flesh. It shows he has received ministry from the Lord. In order that every attempt of the Holy Spirit to hit all of those things in our life is always faced with resistance. You know, we are resisting ministry. You must understand the Holy Ghost ministry in this end of the age. Don't resist it. Receive ministry. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you are developing your spiritual competence. Christ is your source of competence for ministry. It's our sufficiency. It's not the harm of the flesh. It's not how eloquent. It's not how articulate. It's not, you understand, but of Christ who qualified us, who have made us able. How much of humility? How much of joy? How much of perseverance? How much of endurance? How much of integrity? How much of all this Christ content you have inside of you? That's the capacity for the New Testament ministry. You can preach fire and brimstone. If you don't have integrity, you are a misfit. That's why we should all learn to make ourselves ready for God. You understand? I say in the house, there are many verses. Some to honor, some to dishonor. He said, those who are purged from these things. When you come to the house like this, and the word of God begins to hit those things, because Jesus is washing the church with the water by the word. You know how to present unto himself a church. That's a powerful church. How strong you are is determined by how much of Christ you have inside of you. It's not how much of devil's content that you have. How much of those things that have been in your life, how much of it that had gone, that's what determines your level of strength. Some people are too strong for God. You can't use them. They're so strong in the flesh. Have you met people too that are so stubborn, self-willed in the flesh? They have opportunity for spiritual greatness and gifting and everything. Too stiff. But I should learn to receive ministry. You understand? you know, all the stiffness and all those things will begin to die. That's why receiving ministry transcends this classroom. Holy Ghost ministry goes beyond this place. It's the abiding anointing. If you have been doing everything wrongly, you will learn to begin to do things right. He works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let God work in you. Ministry is the workings of God in your life. These messages that God is giving to us in this place is targeted at working in us. It's not targeted toward personality. That's why a lot of things have been misunderstood by a lot of people. But that inward personality, the whole man, because these are the things that brings about weakness in ministry. Let God address whatever thing he wanted to address in your life. That's receiving ministry. You know the way God wanted King Saul to receive ministry? God began to set order for him. He said, how can you begin to command the commander-in-chief of the armed forces? I want you to be under authority, in order. Because it was not a finished product when God met him. And God is not expecting such also from you. But God placed him under a priest, a prophet. Glory to God. And he said, at my word. Then you know that it doesn't really matter. Anybody can, because they made the sacrifice anyway. So most of the attention, but God just said, just at my word, you want to see. He says, so that man will know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. You know how God tested them? Why is it that God has to tell them that, okay, every day you gather, when you come to Sabbath day, what you will need for that next day, you just gather it. Everybody just gather as much as you can take. It could have been library and just leave it open like that. Some people want, you know, a kind of, that's satanic. A liberalized society. Where everybody is free to do what they like, decide on his own. No caution, no sense of restraint. Nobody, we are not under any authority. Anybody, if you're a man, you feel for another man. You can, it's your life, you can go. What? That is freedom, that is liberty. It's not. It's bondage. It's bondage to the flesh, you understand, that is looking for expression. We don't like restraint. We don't like order. God said, I will make you to subject to order and authority. If not so, we are going to make a ghastly mistake in ministry that will not only cost you the loss of your heritage in God, but it can be so disastrous to the life of others. When David refused to follow the order of God, you know how many lives were lost. These are the things you have to learn. He said, learn of me. And you see, those things are in us. And the word of God is warring against those things. That's why it takes a pastor that have strong apostolic bite to do this work within the church in this end of the age. Because if you hit me, I hit you back. You hit me, I hit you back. I stand in my position and I insist on the word of the Lord. It's for your spiritual safety. Not seeking to be in the good record of our children or our sons in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That I said, have I come with flattering speech? I give it to you as it is. Yes, I like a nurse, I've been among you. I nurture you. I do everything. It's time for us to receive ministry. Develop your spiritual competence. Things that will make you more humble. Things that will make you more loving. Things that will make you more caring. Things that will make you more submissive. How submissive you are to the order of God. He said, he learned what it means to follow the order of God. That's the form that Christ is putting into us. He said, my little children of whom I travail before, take Christ, be formed. And when what God is forming is fully formed, listen to me, when Zion is built, Zion will appear in his glory. So I want to congratulate you for receiving ministry. Hallelujah. I want to look back today and be able to say we have more foot soldiers. We have more people recruited into the boot camp for further training. I read the material many years back. He said those who are warming up, you understand? He said they are more than those people on the field of play.
Then God said to Elijah, he said, there are 7,000. They're just waiting for their call-up letter. You know, have you seen, you know, if there's a football competition, you understand? You know, those people on the reserve seat, you understand? So in week one, someone is down like this, you understand? I mean, there's a replacement that is coming on time. Those people will be like, the devil is in trouble. 7,000 people, the very place they're talking. And he said, I'm a man running. I'm a man running. I'm a man running. By force. He has not called you to enjoyment. He has called you to come and share ministry. It's a life of fulfillment that God has invited us to. And it should be a thing of pleasure and a thing of joy for you. He said, by the mercies of God, we have received this ministry. Therefore, we faint not. Everything you are receiving, you understand, is to further the training, you understand, that we announce your productivity in the kingdom of God. Don't take a kind of training that will not add value to your God-given goal. But most times when you are called to come and do one dirty job, to come and do one stupid thing, the disciples of Jesus, these are people who are, you understand? They came from different places, you understand? They have job of their own and everything. One day in John chapter 4, was looking for food, nothing for them to eat, you understand? And they went to a long distance to go and look for food for him. Well, get food for me. When there's no money, there's nothing, and they have to bring food. That's what they were doing all around the place. You are crazy. It's part of your training. Those who don't want the process, they cannot fulfill the purpose. Don't throw it back at him, because it's a great opportunity that God has offered you. It's an opportunity given to one out of millions. So receive it with joy, with thanksgiving. Glory to God. See that God is increasing the base of his assault against the kingdom of darkness. And God has counted you worthy to walk alongside with you. But you have to be a vessel that is fit for the master's use. We are here to make people ready for the Lord. So in case somebody is down, we become a suitable replacement. Say, come on, Anthony! I've been training another person to fit into number 6. If the goalkeeper is down, you understand? We're going to look for someone who's not circumcised in the heart to fit into his position. You understand? There are 7,000 circumcised men. You understand? I will fit into that position. Praise the Lord. Your competence for ministry is humility, is joy, is perseverance, is the fruit of the Spirit. That's your competence for ministry. That's why it's of God who has made us a competent minister. Our flesh can do nothing. Some people, they are good organizers, and they are trying to import that gift into things of the Spirit. They can go, they're joking. You understand? Before you know anything where you organize, don't go. God disorganized for your side. If you don't have the anointing, praise the name of the Lord. It takes spiritual skill. Glory to God. To lead others for God. And to fulfill ministry. This is the year for you to fulfill ministry. I don't know how much of that you've done. Let's just have this verse of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. And such trust have we through Christ to God's word, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Nothing to think about. When we are thinking about ourselves, there's nothing to think about again, because we have suffered the loss of all things so that we can gain the skill and equipping for ministry. You can't stand in your own position and still gain the equipping for ministry. Your standpoint is often different from God's standpoint. He says, so that we might not be found in our own righteousness. That's your own. When you feel your own, and God have to, you see, to make you to shift from that position, you need somebody who is strong. One of my friends said,
You know, there's a kind of natural madness. You understand? That will not allow us, you understand, to flow in the direction of God's will for our life. We just pitch our tent and our camp against that of the Lord. He said, why has the heathen rage? Why has the people imagine vain things against the Lord? If you're not crazy, why should we imagine vain things against the Lord? And say, he cannot rule over you. He can hook you in the neck. He's not even rule over you now. Some of you have not been enjoying yourself, you know, since this Ramadan has started. Can you just mind? You are just trying it one day. and the thing remains like that. So it's craziness for you not to submit to God. Most times we think we have what it takes and yet we have nothing. The church in Laodicea said, we are in need of nothing. So they don't receive ministry. And God said, you are poor. You are miserable. You are wretched. Ministry of Jesus is always a school of continuous learning. The day you stop learning, that's the day you start dying. As you step into this new year, you will abound in grace. You will not decline in strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, it's not the muscular strength that we use. Not intellectual strength. It's not how muscular you are. If you think you are muscular, you're outside. Not smartness. Not academic knowledge. You understand? He said, who has made us, you know, a competent minister of a new... If you want to minister in the hood, all we have today is just the parade of the hood. Ah, Yalepo. Come and say, Yalepo. You see all the gymnastics. Even if God called you to ministry and you don't have all this charismatic gymnastic and all this, you say, ah. That's if you are doing copy. Just go to America sometimes. Everybody want to pick like TD Jakes. Till ever you are. I said, look. It's all characteristic of me. It's not all about the gymnastic. The New Testament goes beyond that. In the Old Testament, when prophets want to prophesy, some of them will take a rod in their hand and roll it on their head. Boom! Some will take something, break it into pieces. And some of them will do something. And say, one day, I went rumble a swagger. But he said his voice will not be heard on the street. It is after the operation that begins to say, something has happened to me. You know, when you come to a church where there's no noise, nobody's rolling on the floor, no, some of you just say nothing's happening. But when you see, when it looks like nothing's happening on the outside, there's a lot going on the inside. For it's God who walk in. A New Testament minister, he targets the in. Let the word walk in. Most times when the thing enter in, there's a reaction. Because what is holding you bound on the inside is not ready to let go on you. I was sharing the house this year, I said, the prodigal son, said, at the point he came back to his senses. So what happened to him before? He was out of his senses. Somebody who's out of his senses, what happened to him? He's crazy. And he said, there's no crazy people in church. And who will be the pastor of crazy people? It should be a crazy pastor. By the time you hit him, he said, Pastor, are you crazy? Yes, because I didn't be crazy. No, if you are not crazy, can you deal with crazy people? You have to pretend to be crazy. When he gets and see what you're going to do. If you are normal, you can't deal with crazy people. I said, "Kilo sama." Come on, say crazy people. I'm crazy pastor. I think somebody will go and write a book like that. I said, and he came back to his senses. The arrow that the enemy fired at his head, making him to see his father as enemy and not a friend who wants him to be all that God wants him to be. The arrow was removed at the point. Bam! So, I will go back. I think the Laodicean church will hear this and they will go back to them. They will buy from him true riches. They will buy from him anointed high salves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm preparing your mind for what is ahead. So, you see, the training, I've always said this, the training of a Boy Scout is different from the training of a naval officer. If you want to know the difference, the day Mopo beat you on the street, go and call your brother who is a Boy Scout to come and arrest him. I'm not training you to see that. I heard that there's one guy that is what just trained. He said, if there's a criminal that refused to confess, you understand? And everybody will come and invite him.
He said, he only give you one slap. He said, when he gives you one slap, it take about 2 weeks for you to be balanced. Just one slap like this. He said, you don't know police, know criminals, they know everything. So when they mention the name of that guy, say, Mark, we officer. Say, Majeo. Glory to God. Competent. You know, in our generation, I see young men today, when they are preparing for ministry, what they are thinking about is clothes, designers, everything to match. Before I got born again, I like designers, everything. When I enter the ministry, I lose every design, every form. I remember there was this guy that came. I said, God, I should submit to you. I said, what do you mean? After that, I said, I'm going. I don't think so. Because all the sander, everything, all the clothes, God will first make you to die to what you like. And until you come to the end of yourself, you cannot be a vessel that is fit for the master's. Why disgrace? Disgrace to have alone? And God is conscious of all of this. He wants us to be the best that he has designed us to be for him. Praise the name of the Lord. He's a competent minister. You know, there's a way you can begin to dress like minister. And you know, those things are so deceptive at times. Somebody who is always coming to church with tie. Everything, neat. The day we want to clear the bush here, he won't come. These are people who don't want their hands to be dirty. Who don't want to wash their hands in dirty water. You understand? You just finish clearing the ground. Then they say, I want to pour pure water on your hand. Pure water. I say, do for Agolis water. These are not ministry material. Because there are areas God will want to send you to. That if that is the kind of form you have and you're not ready to drop it, you say, instead of saying yes, Lord, you say, no, Lord. No, Lord. Praise the Lord. But men who are ready, anywhere. He said, I'm dispersing you to all the nations of the earth. I'm anywhere that I like. You don't tell him. I said, this is where you want to put. You are not a minister. You don't have a servant spirit. In your place of work, you can begin to manipulate things. I said, you're not going to be a law. Can you know? You begin to work it out and all of those things. In God, you don't do that. It's God that decides on the placement. It's not, you have died to what you want. That's why when you find yourself in a place that all you want is not given unto you, it looks like you are suffering deprivation, but they are starving your flesh so that they can enrich your spirit. Receive ministry. Enhancing your competence. Hallelujah. So I'm addressing competent minister. When you come for a school of purpose, I want to have the back of my, I'm talking to ministers. When the mantle fell on Elisha, what did he do? He ran. There's a difference between somebody who is walking and somebody who is running. I will not deal with you as spectator. I want to deal with you as ministers. So when I'm talking to you, having that at the back of my mind, that this one, you know, God has spoken to Elijah about Elisha before he called him. I said, okay, and the guy pretended as if he has not heard anything from God. Did he call him one day and say, you know, before I call you, the mantle fell upon you. How can God spoke to you about someone and the mantle fell upon the person you want to follow? And say, no, you can't run of you. You understand that Elijah will see that, Elisha will see that. Say, do you know Elisha? Before you came, God told me that I should anoint Elisha. Just banish him somewhere. Just pour water on Elijah's hand. Yes, sir. After the man finished ministration, the man, Elisha will be doing pedicure and manicure. Say, stretch my leg. He said, move. No, by the time they want to push the guy off, he doesn't even have anywhere to go again. He said, where you go, I go. I said, where will I go to again? Where you go, I go. Go to Vanibu. Where you go, I go. Nothing. You know, when you have something, you can do prayer. God say, I'm going. When you see people, they pick up, they say, no, I'm going. God have not finished him. What then, Tony? He said, have the place you can go. He said, where else shall we go? You have. Do with us. Do in us. And whatever we want to work with. But somebody see you have something. That's what, you see, pastors are threatening today. I watched a few sometimes ago. When some elders, you know, that are womanizers. You understand, within the church, and the pastor just sanctioned them. Then they walked to the pastor and said, you know, so bring the largest offering, bring the largest tithe, bring everything. You know, all of us, we are the same. And everything said, all of us, when we leave this church, they're going to this church. The pastor was threatened.
Come as you are, but receive ministry so that you can be fit for the master's use, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry. People who are going to do the work of ministry, all the lawlessness in their life must be judged, all the excesses in their life must be cut off, all these natural tendencies, you understand, must be tamed. Praise the Lord. That is when we say we are receiving ministry. You know what ministerial competence is all about. You have to be strong in the Lord, strong in love, strong in joy, strong in perseverance, strong in endurance, strong in all the fruit of the Spirit, strong in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Then let's use this to pray today. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4 from the Message Bible. I think you get a message tonight. I'm not addressing you. I don't want to deal with you as a nominal Christian. I want to deal with you as a minister. So when I'm talking to you, my language may be different. I'm seeing you as a potential minister. And God has spoken to us about your future destiny. There's no one that God brings to this commission without first God notifying us that I'm bringing someone to you. All that Elisha did for Naaman, God must have spoken to him. He said, no, this is because when it comes to such strategy, because Elisha is also a man. Naturally, we want to. God said, no, this is the way I want it to go. Because the future of this man is at stake. I'm bringing him for that purpose. I'm bringing him for future ministry. Don't let him pay for the service render. Use the service to hook him. Take nothing from his hand. We've taken money from the hand of people today, and they throw all the ministry back to the pastor. Do all the prayer. Do all the intercession. They don't have to be present there. They only package their offering and tithe and send it to the church. You are paying service to God. That's is the price that you pay for your tenancy due on heart. That say, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. And oh yes, tell Archippus, do your best in the job you receive from the master. Do your very best. Now I love the King James. Who has King James version? Now let's I like King James. I just want to use that word, do your best. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou art received in the Lord. Hallelujah. In this place, what you receive is ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That thou fulfill it. Give it every attention that it demands. You know, see yourself from that perspective. Receive every word from that perspective as a minister. As a potential minister, as someone going to somewhere for God, and God is preparing for a heavy task that is beyond what the flesh can carry, because the task that God is giving to us is beyond what our flesh can handle. That's why I call it, it's not what to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. The strength of the flesh cannot carry the load of ministry. Paul said, I hand over everything because it is useless. You think the guy just did everything? He had come to an intersection point of divine revelation. That was the reason why I said, I can't all this ass dung. Because I thought it to be useful. He can't move any hinge in the spirit. You can't cast out devil in the name of, I went to the best law school. See, this is not dung. I want God's company. I want God's dealings in my life. It's nothing. How many of you have received ministry from the Lord? Hallelujah. Ministry goes beyond distributing toilet through to orphanage home. All the politicians who have looted, you know, our money in this nation, all of them, we always do that at festivity time like this. So they also have ministry. If that is the definition of ministry. But men who will pass it on to others. I want to congratulate you that by the mercies of God, you have received this ministry. God who have counted you worthy to have put you in ministry. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the... I want you to know that we are talking about the ministry of the sons. That's our emphasis this year. It has nothing to do with pastor, evangelist, teacher, and everything. God wants to move your pulpit to your place of work. You may have the ministerial portfolio in this nation, you understand, but you do it as a ministry unto the Lord. Who has counted you worthy and faithful to put you into, I'm here to fulfill ministry.
I'm not here for myself, for my belly. So we are different. We may wear the same dress, have the same look, belong to the same political party, but we are different on the inside. That's the kind of training God is giving you now, because it will soon come to your turn. He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He said, ah, this is not church. because I won't stay. And those who go stay, before you stay, you will go to jail.
Hallelujah. Ministry of Jesus is extending. You understand? It's expanding every day. You understand? You are an extension of that ministry. God wants to scatter us abroad, strategically position us, but men who have received ministry, those tendencies are dead. They have become the eunuch of God. They are dead to natural desire. So when you put them there, you put some things in their custody, the way you put it, that's how you are going to meet it. As a ministry unto the Lord. If we have ministers, who knows that? You understand? Having the portfolio of minister in this nation, things will be different. We need prophets to occupy those ministerial positions in this nation. We want prophets in the National Assembly. We want prophets in the State House of Assembly. Prophets. Where to go back to Dubai? Prophets local. It will soon come to our turn. So that by the time they sent text message, that they said back to the sender, you will still do the same thing when you get to the house the next day. That is, you have received ministry, because all the natural tendencies, the natural desire, lust for fame and popularity, and all of those things, you know, you are dead to those things. And when you are being deprived of what you want in those days, you know, I don't like it though. But now it has become a source of strength for you. That's not you don't know, you can't know your price. He said, when they tried Daniel out and they could not find anything, they checked the book, they cannot. He's an unusual man, because they are there to fulfill ministry. They're not there so that they can blow siren all over the place. They can, things will be better in this nation if the church will wake up in this season. And I said, if there is no awakening, there cannot be an arising. So God is saying, wake up so that you can arise, shine. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wave your hands to him and appreciate him. He said, who had counted me faithful, putting me. God, who had counted me faithful, putting me. He has to prove how faithful you are. You understand? You see, this is the platform for your faithfulness to be proved. If God put me here as a set man, then I'm going to set you up to prove the genuineness of your commitment and faithfulness to God. You know, every training is targeted towards the purpose and the plan of God for your life. When you receive the word of God this way, then you'll be able to you'll be thankful to God. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yela makonde kisus to braman de kisai, ruste kalabandre kunde sustoria. Ilam brekondo sai la brondo kosai. Dianande bokoso. Oh, who hath enabled me? Hallelujah. Jesus, our Lord, have enabled me. I do not have the strength of my own. I do not have the natural ability. Oh, yakta gabalanga do shekte baragada bandegasai. Ilama robogodo secha. Iloda kasikina rabagada lokosoto. I am a living testimony. I do not have the strength of my own. I do not have the ability of my Lord. I want to thank you today. Lord, I look back and I want to thank you. When I started off that, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know. I have the message, but I don't know how to put it. I don't have words that I can use to express the burden that is on me. And I pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And I began to prophesy over my whole life. And I said, Lord, when you bring a woman to the place of God, to the place where I will be pregnant, you are the only one that also give him the power to bring forth. The one who enables to conceive, to bring him to the place of conception. You also know how to bring forth. I began to prophesy, that utterances be given unto me. But Lord, you have enabled me today. I can look back and say, Lord, it is not the strength of my own. It is not the ability of my own. There is nothing I have in the flesh that I can boast of. I have no confidence in the flesh, but you have counted me faithful. When things are not going on fine, when things were rough, I stood my ground. I stayed there. You have helped me. You have helped me, Lord.
I know you caused men to ride over our heads. But because we know we've got to be faithful to the one who put us into ministry. You are the one that put us into the ministry. It's not by election. It's not by men's selection. It is not just what people gather together. And the board of trustees say, yeah, now we put into ministry. It's not by inheritance. And they say, oh, because my father is a pastor. Oh, my mother is an evangelist. Lord Jesus, but you put me into the ministry. You put me into the ministry. Lord, I thank you. Onde koshaya. Rikabalando koshira magadasa. Nobody's even a pastor in my house. Nobody can even say, as a reference point, I say, oh, this is the pastor that inspired me. But I've grown like a tender plant from a dry ground. Lord, you've just been the doing of the Lord. I was still born into the house of Aaron. And they showed, so yet by divine declaration, you've called us to be kingdom of priests and king to our God. Hilama kantogo banosai. In the Kasiya Namanda, in the Kasike Nayabanda Kasa, in the Kataya Barada Kasike Ralaba Baba Baba Baba. Oh, hey, Amaraba, we are giving back for ministry. Ana Mokosoto, Ele Mokosotoria. The devil is afraid of New Testament ministers because he makes his angel spirit, his New Testament ministers, flames of fire. Lika Ralaba Baba 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 Baba. We run a momoko sanda da da kosha. He marondo do kosho. Lakato kosha kerololo bobo bobo koye. He na karada ba 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 ba. He la mama mama kosha. He la katonde brononde kesa. Linga dolo bo shanda dai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come bless the Lord. O ye servants of the Lord. And the koshande bako shandai. Ila gagala bondre kotune boko shatai. O rekata da bondo soto. Ina kasaturi anda bakasa. Ina kaseke bronun kande boso. Ela momoko sotoria. Lakara ba 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 shanda da kasa. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have enabled me. You've counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. What a privileged position. It's a position that is higher than the position of the world generals. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know how valuable this is to you. Give all the attention. Put in a place of priority. Give all the best that is required. See to it that your ministry live off the ground this year. Thank you, Jesus. Your ministry defines you. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to personally speak to God. I've come to a point of realization in my life that my ministry defines me. Because this is what God has called me to do for Him. And that's the way God sees me. Then I've got to learn to put my best into making myself fit for the Master's use. Because God has not entered into any contract with anyone. That since I've used you, then give you a promise of eternal life.
So our target point is what we make us feet, making ourselves feet, making ourselves feet. He said those who hurt themselves from these things, even when it seems the world is bypassing you, take it and apply it like a soap to wash and to bath. I said, Lord, that word is for me. Healed. Crack the wall and the defense of that Adamic nature. Because they reduce your spiritual strength. You don't have to eat. Then there'll be a place where you drain out the oil that is already black and receive fresh oil from the Lord. Screw it up again and receive fresh oil from the Lord. God is taking you to places. God is mindful of your future. I never knew. I give thanks to God today. I can flip back and say, I can say prophetically that God had enabled me. Because at the point, you know, it is not you. I said, there's a point in my life whereby I have the word, but I lack the power of expression. I don't know how to put the message in my heart into words. Then I began to prophesy about my life. They say, one who brings into conception is the one who also gives power to bring forth. You have not promised that your servant will lack utterance, said the utterance was given unto them. And God enabled me. And today people will tell you, say, which school did you graduate from? God enabled me. I'm just an unlearned man, a fisherman who have been with Jesus. That's what makes the difference. Everything we do in the flesh will not change anything in the world. The best it can do is to take other men to the level of other men, not the level of the new humanity. You must have that reality in your life before you can elevate your generation to the dimension of new humanity. Our assignment is clear. I see years when things are so stiff, but God has given us grace to be fruitful. Most times God counts on our faithfulness of many years to entrust us with the message. He said, put in me. My father was not a prophet, and I didn't come from a family where there are many pastors. Those who are pastors, they are pastors of Kerubu and Seraphim Church. They are not good examples to follow. So it's not by inheritance. God putting me into the ministry. Even if your father is the president of this nation, by the time you now take your son and now put him to become the minister of this, everybody begins to say, now your only family, only your family now. But God of heaven found me out, putting me. Why will I not cherish it? Why will I not know that by the mercy of God I've received? That's something that's a treasure in my life. That's something that I don't want to joke with in my life. And listen to me, the position of a minister is superior to the position of war generals. His position of the is superior to the position of the presidents of nations. Because these are the liaising officer for God. They can liaise among themselves, but they have no connection with God. Most times we have to connect men of God to know what the mind of God is. Let's cherish what God has placed in our hand. Let's be mindful of where we are going. Let's not be hopeless people who are just thinking that we can't go beyond this. You'll be surprised. If you are going nowhere, God wouldn't have brought you to this place. Because I have a covenant with God. People who are going nowhere for God, don't bring them around my life. I don't have so much of it, so I don't want to waste or squander anything. Glory to God. He said he went about sowing. He has a lot. Some fell, some fell, some fell. But when it's not much, then it has to be properly channeled. And God is the one who gives wings to his word and give the kind of audience. That's why most of the messages we preach in the church to streamline. We listen to me. You may not know this, you understand, but I'm saying it because I'm talking to minister. You understand? Some messages are calculated as sending some people out of the church, preaching them out of the church to sift them so that they know, so they can be offended.
And those who are offended, they can't be part of this. But those who want to be treated, he said, you see, what belongs to children, we don't give it to dogs. He said, I've never seen this kind of faith. What has faith got to do with dog? And it takes faith to receive the reproach of Christ. And those who do not want to follow him outside of the camp, so that his reproach will fall on them, you understand? They cannot be fit for the master's use. I want us to thank God. Let's be thankful. Every day you wake up, say thank you. Let you say, I have a ministry to fulfill. I have a ministry to fulfill. I have a ministry to fulfill. Some of you are going to the nations of the heart. Hallelujah. When you step into the airport of that is hallelujah. It's time for ministry. Doors of ministry. It's opening up to me in this place. Hallelujah. You know they carry God. You know we Boko Haram. But you see, you are more dangerous than Boko Haram. You are there to Boko Haram the devil. Let them check all your body. You're not going to say anything. They trail you in the heartly vessel. There is no scanner that can bring that one out. You understand? Hallelujah. The world shakers are here. Let's receive. God may be so hard on us today. But behold the severity and the kindness of God. When it seems God is hard on us, it's because God is being kind. Glory to God. If any God, we have to do this. What do you think the ungodly? And those who do not know God, what do you think? We say, judgment, we have to begin from the house of God. Lord, judge every unrighteousness and lawlessness in my life. Because the more I strip myself of those things, the more strong I become in the spirit. I receive strength and capacity for ministry. Let's go out there and run the devil out of town. Let's block the advance of the power of darkness. Let's impede this movement. Let's say the sons of God are here. You don't do such things here again. Strength is ministered unto you today. Receive the power. Amen. Receive the grace. Amen. Receive the covering. Amen. Because you will not be held at your own expense. You have a backup. This is it. From heaven, God is watching you. And he's watching your movement. Glory to God. He said the eyes of the Lord is on the righteous. All your movement, where you are going in the spirit, that God is watching, so he will not allow any evil to happen unto you. He said, he that keepeth Israel does not sleep, nor slumber. He's our watchman. Glory to God. He's watching from above, the satellite. The CCTV of God will bring it out. He said, the enemy is approaching. He said, you go that way. I said, who told him? He said, the Baba now. He don't work from that place. Communicate. Strong communication link in between you and God. He knows the life you live. He knows the ways that you are supposed to take. Glory to God. Don't let me keep you here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for him. It can be better than that. Put your hands together for Jesus.